two, one, and
new old dads, but we're really just two old dads, and we're really just two girl dads
going
through it together.
Hey, and we're here.
I cannot laugh whenever we do that,
you
man.
Do
I
laugh every single time.
Why it's so fun.
I guess it's a thing. I'm getting beeped. I'm getting dinged.
It just makes
over
me
here.
Giggle. What?
I'm getting dinged over here. I got to turn off
that
my
mean
phone.
Texted?
Yeah.
Got it. That's a good idea.
All right, guys. Welcome to another episode of the New Old Dads. It's episode 12, and we're here in weeks 22 and 25?
Yes.
Tomorrow's 26, right?
Yeah, for me, 26. You got it, man.
Yeah,
good
so
call.
We're recording this on a Tuesday. Things have gotten a little crazy, and we're back. Hmm. I got baseball with Devin. I got my own 13-year-old and 14- and 15-year-old team. And then Patrick is on the board of a...
I have a three-hour neighborhood association meeting. I mean...
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about that anymore, Jeff.
You can hear the frustration.
I got it off my chest with you beforehand.
We won't talk about that. But point being, guys, we're here, and we're very happy to be here again with so much love, too. We, you know, honestly, we hope everybody's doing all right out there mentally. COVID, the 2020 sucks, bro. It keeps going. Somebody else said, oh, 2020 is the worst year ever, and I just laughed because I know the girls are coming.
Mm.
You know, they're on their way. They're baking. No, they're in the oven, and as soon as that baby comes out at the end of December, it'll be like just the cherry on top of 2020, because I've had a great year. I seriously, all things considered, this is a great year.
You know what? I feel the same way. It really, I feel 100% the way you do.
So we're excited. A little bit of research we're going to go over. Patrick, why don't you read the book again, our guy Adrian, and see what he says for your week this week, and then remind people what everything's going on at week 22. I do know the baby's the size of an ear of corn for Carrie.
Ear of corn. Awesome.
Ear of corn. Very Indiana Hoosier thing to do. Compare it to an ear of corn.
Right. And I'm a Cornhusker fan, Joe.
You are.
God bless you. I love you. You're good. Hey, by the way, don't let me forget, I conducted a sales meeting last Friday, and I told a story that involved Violet and Angie and my anger with the pandemic, being over it, the pandemic.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, you mean after the podcast, or do you want to listen to it? Do you want people to find out? Because you just told people, now they're intrigued.
Well, let's do it. It's fine. If we have time. All right. So,
all right.
Anyway, once again, Adrian Culp, We're Pregnant, the First Time Dad's Pregnancy Handbook is who we refer to on this show. And you know, what's your, if you were to give him a letter grade, for what you read up to this point, what would you give him?
A B plus A, almost A minus.
Yeah,
it's been top notch in my opinion.
Yeah, we're on the same page, man. I would have said A minus.
Yeah,
you know, probably because I just don't give A pluses ever.
Yeah, you don't get an A plus there, Violet. Gotta earn that.
Should we read week 22 first or week 25?
No, week 25. You're at week 25. I think we should hit that.
Okay, so this past week, Angie, who I've mentioned before, is reading her own book, came to me and she said, "Hey, Violet's the size of a groundhog. No, prairie dog. It was a prairie dog. My bad. She's in the other room taking a bath. The door opened. And she just yelled, 'It's a prairie dog.'"
Say thank you, honey.
Thanks, babe. The baby weighs around 1.5 pounds and measures almost 13 inches. Again, prairie dog. They say acorn squash or a chuck roast in this book. Acorn squash, chuck roast, ground dog. There you go. It says mom's trudging along, right? Which I'm seeing in Angie. She's getting shorter as the baby pushes up, which we found
she's getting shorter?
Short of breath.
Okay.
And
she's pretty short. She's a tiny girl.
Indeed. This one of the a woman that I work with gave me a video to show Angie. And basically what it showed was as the baby got bigger, it showed how it pushes the organs, you know, the way it does. And so it was fascinating to see. I'll share it with you. I'll send it to you. And you can see how it would be challenging to breathe because it's like pushing on everything, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so she's short of the breath that way. Not all the time, but just you notice. See what else? It's a little swelling, right? Swelling in the feet. That's still happening.
It's going to happen until the baby's born.
Yeah, right. And then it talks about it stresses, you know, making certain that she has iron in her diet. Spinach is a good provider of iron, but she's been taking a vitamin since day one, basically. So I'm assuming there's plenty of iron in there, but I'm checking. I'm going to check, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, aren't you cooking meals all the time? Shouldn't you?
All the time.
Well, there you go, spinach. Hey, a nice little recipe for your wives if you're listening is like steamed spinach and lemon. It's great. Ooh. And butter, lemon butter and steamed spinach. You know, the spinach leaves that you get in a salad. Mm. You just put it in a pan, and you put lemon and butter in it, and then you heat it up, and it kind of shrinks and becomes almost like collard greens.
Ooh,
almost like that.
Sounds good.
That's really good. So that would be a nice little iron meal for the wives.
Hmm. Good job,
Carrie,
man.
Carrie cooks it all the time, so
I like it. That's a great tip, dude. I'm in. I've got some in my fridge right now. I'm gonna do that.
You got lemons and butter?
Yep. Do we? We signed up for some online classes, right?
Lamaze.
Touch, right? It's all online, right?
You signed them up. You signed back.
Yeah. And so I don't know exactly when that's going to happen, but we're going to be doing that. But they're good 3-hour classes. I mean, it's like going to the class, right? You're in your home. So anyway, we're signed up. We'll have that to talk about, right? Okay. Let's head back to week 22 where,
okay. That's it for week 24 swelling and
25. Yeah. That's basically it, man. Those are the things that I highlighted that kind of stood out as,
And people should go get the book. We're not going to give you the whole book here. Like this is just Adrian's little highlight here because we love the book.
Well, and the other part there's a plan ahead theme, if you will, right? And so he continually reminds of things to plan ahead for. Last week it was the checklist for the overnight bag, and this it's some financial stuff that I'm not.
Yeah, Carrie laughed at that when I told her.
Like, what
overnight bag? It's like I'm packing the day before.
Don't forget your Dob kit there.
We're also about a mile away from the hospital. So for us, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump. But I can't leave. That's the thing. Yeah. I won't be able to leave. So,
all right. Sorry.
COVID.
So over it. All right. I'm sorry.
So over it.
I had the page marked, and here we are. Coconut size. Yes?
Sure. That's what it says. Because I like pina coladas. Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Mm. Wait, last time we read this, it was put the lime in the coconut and mix it all together. Right. Put the lime in the coconut and mix it all together. Drink it up.
Nice.
I got to drink it up.
Feisty, becoming feistier. Things like loud music, sirens, dogs barking, what have you, will startle the baby and she'll move.
Oh, I thought it startled Carrie.
Oh, no. It says it will react to those things. The baby will. She will react. Excuse me. It says this little softball is only a week or two away from being viable if born premature. So it's you're right. You're there, right, to the point. And then the mom is noticing the baby moving throughout the day. Size of a papaya. I believe I said coconut earlier. Coconut and papaya? That sounds like a nice Mai Tai, does it not?
Well, yeah, coconut papaya. Drink kind of the lime and the papaya and you drink it all up.
A unique Mai Tai. Here was a tip.
I want to go on vacation.
Dude.
I'm sorry. Go. Focus.
Check with your insurance, as a breast pump could be available free of charge.
Yeah, we already got one. Next.
Okay, there you go. That's really kind of all I highlighted in there.
And I guarantee the insurance breast pump's going to be shitty. You know, like the good ones are always money. $1,000.
$1,000, Joe. Everything's $1,000.
And this one's like little. I've seen it. It's like little and portable, and it just like sticks. You could put it under, like she puts it under her bra, which is a great segue
sure.
to what I learned this week.
Hmm.
I listened to Crib Sheet again for a good, probably like almost every time I'm in the car, I just listen to Crib Sheet. And they talked about breastfeeding versus formula feeding. We know what the girls are going to do. I know that Carrie's going to breastfeed and Angie's going to breastfeed. But I'm going to just sum it up from what I learned from the end of the chapter. It was a very long chapter. There's a lot of studies, and it's important to know which studies are viable and which ones are kind of crap. And she explains that, which I love this book for, because you could read a journal study, but if you don't understand what the outliers are and where they're getting their information and like who they're asking and how they're asking, sometimes the studies can be misleading. And she does a good job breaking that shit down and making sure that you understand as a listener or reader that this study is probably going to be good. And she kind of cuts through the crap. She's an economist. So she knows, she's been doing this for years and years and years and years for work. And then she started looking into motherhood studies to help write this book. And she's able to cut through the crap to figure out like which study she feels is most. So she kind of lays it all out on the table. And when it comes to formula versus breast milk, what do you think the benefits are, Patrick? Just throw out a couple ideas. What do you think the benefits are of versus one versus the other? Do you think one's better than the other? There's no wrong answer because I'm going to tell you the right answer.
If it is, I wouldn't think it would be by much. But that said, how can there not be a different kind of, a better kind of nutrient in breast? You know, something just that you can't get any other place, right?
Right. So artificial artificial versus natural argument.
Sure. Thank you. There you go. That's my argument.
So you would say what is better?
The natural.
Breast milk.
Yeah.
Breastfeeding would be better for your kid. Have you heard some of the rumors of what people say is good for the kid and what like someone on breast milk, a kid on breast milk years later versus a kid who was formula fed? Do you know the difference? Oh.
No, I'm sure she knows that answer, but I don't.
Well, we I mean, if you're a woman, you're going to hear this from your mother-in-laws, from your moms, that there's always like these rumors. And breastfeeding, back in the day, you got to think, you know, then there was no formula. So you just had to either had a midwife or someone who, or you did it. And it's gone through a resurgence, and then it got away because they said formula is better, it's better nutrition, and blah, 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 whatever.
Mm.
So the main arguments are that the baby's IQ is higher, that when you breastfeed, your baby has a better chance of being smarter, and that they're just better off versus a formula-fed baby, which is maybe whatever.
Yeah.
So the true study and what they found is that you have a like maybe 2% less chance, but it's a lot because the study was big. So 2% was a lot of having diarrhea in the first 6 months and gastrointestinal issues with the baby when they breastfeed. So it's better for the baby gastrointestinal wise. There is no way to truly study whether or not the IQ is affected because you can't really, there's too many factors that go into effect. So they kind of, they kind of zeroed that out and they said, that's not a factor. Like there's no way to tell. And there probably isn't that much if there is. It's not like, it's like, you know, it's not like a baby is Einstein because they did breast milk. The other thing is the effect is there's less they're saying less methane when you breastfeed in the world, which is, I think is funny because they're correlating that with
cows.
Yes, because cows produce some of the formula supplies. When formula is dried, it's partially cow milk. So they're saying because you're breastfeeding, you're not adding to that, and so there's less methane in the universe on planet Earth. So that's another one. So those are really interesting. Wow. And then the final thing, the thing that was absolutely proven.
Sorry.
What?
I said totally written by an economist.
Yeah. Yeah. The final thing that was proven that I found so interesting from this book is that, you know, and obviously, guys, there's other books out there, so do your own research, but that the main benefit of breastfeeding is that is actually for the mom and not the baby. That the mom has a significant less chance of getting breast cancer if they breastfeed versus not. That's crazy. It has absolutely more benefit. And that was a absolute, she said, you can tell that the studies show it. It's very obviously proven. And that it may not be a lot, but it is definitely enough to make a difference where she's going to mention it. So wow. I loved it. I thought I was very informed, learning about the struggles because, you know, women are shamed. Like, I'll probably punch someone in the fucking face if they try to say something about my wife breastfeeding my daughter. Like,
oh yeah, I wouldn't be like, very nice either. Like, I would not be nice.
I could make you eat your teeth. I like that saying. That's one of my favorite sayings.
It is, as of late. You've said that a lot.
I'm going to make you eat your teeth, dude. I will make you swallow your teeth because you want to breastfeed. Like, the only thing you're going to be is bottle fed after I'm done with you if you don't shut the fuck up. You know what the benefits of bottle feeding an adult male is? They never fuck with anybody else ever again. Well, all right. I'm really on it tonight, guys. I'm sorry.
You're on one. You're on one, Melillo.
I've never had a problem with, I just feel embarrassed if I catch an eye full of boob by accident when they're breastfeeding in public.
Yeah, it's been a long time since that's happened to me. I feel as if there's all kinds of, you know, different types of, better engineered clothing and that sort of thing as time's gone on. You know, I mean, I honestly can't remember the half cross shirt
that they just, just pull it to the side.
I honestly can't remember the last time that I like accidentally snuck a peek in that moment outdoor, wherever.
Yeah. Wherever at the mall or whatever, you know, I just, you know, you just know. And I can't believe the audacity of someone who would actually do that to women when there could be, you know, there's also economic benefits too for you breastfeeding. It doesn't cost as much money, but then sure. Some people believe it might, because you have to buy all the creams. You got to buy the thing. Plus it's really hard.
Like disposables. Sometimes, you have to buy disposables.
No, you have to buy what?
Disposable. Like a cream. You said a cream.
Like nipple cream.
So it's a disposable. Yeah. They go through the tube, right?
Yeah.
Might have to buy two or three of them.
Yeah, exactly. There's supplies and then the pump itself and the time too. She says you gotta think about economically your time. Is it really worth it?
Plus,
you know, it's hard. Some babies don't latch on. They're a pain in the ass. They don't want to drink the mom's milk for a little bit.
I should probably download this. How long does it take to listen to?
Oh my god, I'm only on chapter 4 and I've been listening for like 3.5 hours.
Oh, okay.
It's all data too. You have to be like kind of
got it.
You gotta be, let's just put it this way. I'm listening to it in the morning because if I listen to it at night, I'll fall asleep immediately.
In the car? You do that in the car?
Yeah, I listen to everything in the car.
Right on.
Anyway, so that was
a complaint. Not against you. I'm sorry. Finish your
That was it. That was like my last thing. Please, what's your complaint, sir?
Not a complaint. I started to tell you this story about running a sales meeting last Friday, and the emotions came out, right? And the whole premise was, listen, let's be the ray of light. Let's be the ones that go out there and lift people up as opposed to the misery loves company game, right? Where it's like, oh, this damn this pandemic sucks. It's killing our business, whatever. Don't spread negativity, which is easier said than done, as you know. Anyway, during that, you know, that ask, I said, you know, this pandemic, my wife gave me this kick-ass gray t-shirt with a couple of mugs clanging on it. And it says beer drinking, or it says drinking buddies. And then she got my daughter a little onesie that has a couple of milk bottles clanging together, and it says drinking buddies. And so I've had this fantasy and this desire to be sitting. I pictured myself sitting on the couch with my drinking buddy shirt on.
Yeah, you told this story last time, buddy.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to have to edit that out. All right. Did I really?
Yeah.
I like it. It's a great story.
Okay, man. So you have this dream of sitting, but get to the point, dude. Get to the point. You're sitting there drinking with her, drinking the milk.
I'm not going to finish it now if you're going to edit it.
No, I'm not editing it. We're not editing. This is live, bro. We are doing it live.
Okay. I thought you'd I thought you were going to edit it out. Anyway.
Not stuff like that.
So I'm frustrated, right? I'm pissed off that I'm not going to have that moment, at least till next year, because football's involved. And if I can't watch Nebraska football, which the Big Ten shut down, well, then it just doesn't matter. There's no football. There's no Nebraska football for me, Joe. Although I'm an NFL guy, so whatever. You know, it's hopefully.
Are you an NFL? I mean,
hopefully that'll go full season. We'll see. Hopefully. I have no faith that it's going to.
Indy just canceled the All-Star game. Well, right. The NBA canceled the All-Star game here in Indy. The Indy 500 is this weekend, which is bonkers.
Yep.
Bonkers.
And tickets for that, credit. Anyway, we talked about that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make a prediction. I think there's about a 10% chance that we'll have a full NFL season this year.
Oh, yeah. That's a good prediction.
Points. Maybe 8.
I'm going to make a prediction that my baby is – going to be 6 pounds, 11 ounces.
Ooh, golly. That's a...
I'll put $50 on it right now.
$50? 6 pounds, 11 ounces?
Yeah, with 10 to 1 odds. So you owe me $500 if I get it right. Nah, I'm just kidding, dude. listen, something else I wanted to say real quick that you reminded me when you were reading week 22 that Carrie's, the baby is kicking. And we had, like, I feel the baby a lot more. Devin... awesome. Is speaking to the baby, which is really cute.
Nice. That's
and
super
cute. She moves around a lot, and she carries like, oh, she's moving, which is great. And then we have dogs that bark, and we think Carrie thinks that when Hiro and Chica bark, she kicks a little bit.
Yeah,
and then we have
the book. That's awesome.
Exactly. Book was right. A-. And then we got an ultrasound too last week. I guess maybe we didn't talk about it. It was last Monday. Did I talk about it?
Whatever. I don't believe so. We talked about mine with my mom.
Well, we had the 21-week ultrasound. So we saw her again, got some more pictures. You know, things are moving along. Oh, I remember. And then, listen, guys, if you haven't figured out childcare and you're at week 22 and 24, go fucking figure out childcare, because we did it. We took a tour of a local place, a local little nursery or daycare for the baby. So when Carrie goes back to work, we're on the waiting list. Ugh. So we took an outside tour. We couldn't even go in because of COVID. So we're peeking through the window like freaking creeps, looking at these babies through the window. They were very cute. There was like 8 babies in this room. And they were very, very cute. Very cute. Hilarious. Made me want babies right away. I was like, oh, my God, these kids are really funny. Yeah, they're like looking at you and they're like so like they have no idea what's going on. And it's like, there's
the
blank stare, eyes open. And I'm like, hi. And they're like, what the heck? So, anyway, it was good. It was fun. We really liked the place. You get a feeling about a place, and this place had a great feeling. So
it did.
Oh, very much so.
Cool. And you're on the waiting list though.
Yeah, for $275 a month. If they come up. So here's the deal. If they come to me in December before the baby's born or before Carrie's 12 weeks of maternity, and they go, hey, we got a spot. Do you pay $275 a week until the baby's ready? Because you'll lose that spot if you don't.
Oh, jeepers creepers, man.
And the answer is no, I'm not doing that.
No. You didn't hesitate one bit on that, did you?
I've
snap decision for you.
God will take care of us. There will be something that opens up another way. There'll be something that happens. But a nanny was an option that we looked into, and it's like $392 a week. Ugh. And that's with 2 babies. That's if Violin and Gia hang out with a nanny all day. These babies are going to be
famous.
Which
is nice in that you get to do it at your place or my place. There's that, you know, thing. There's a premium for that, you know, if that's important to you. But
not really. I feel like they have facilities. That's what the point of the facilities. You just want to have a good facility. I'm not going to put them in a place that I don't feel comfortable with. So anyway.
I get that. Absolutely.
So we did that.
I have a great gift idea. Maybe you've heard of this. Maybe I brought it up already last week.
You are one for one on that stuff.
I am. So they have, I just discovered, again, from the woman that I work with that shared that video with me. She also said, hey, if you want to be a hero, go out and do 3D, 4D ultrasound. You know what I'm saying? So they have packages, $130, $150, up to whatever, $250. And it's apparently like a whole nother level of ultrasound detail. And so that's, I'm as soon as it's like the 28th week, 28 or so, at least for this particular package. And so, you know, we're 2-3 weeks away from even being able to do the package that I want to get her. So anyway, that's, I'm going to get her that for a gift is these 3D photos. And we're going to send it off to people we want to send it off to, because I guess the face is just like, you can see it like a freaking picture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what oh, it's called Sneak Peek Near Us.
There you go.
Sneak Peek, yeah. 3D ultrasound.
That's right down by you.
Opens at 11 a.m.
Right?
To a 4D ultrasound. Here's a review. My wife, while being pregnant, set up an appointment to have them do a 4D ultrasound. Being the good husband I am, I dutifully followed along like I had a choice. this is a great review. I need to open this up because it stopped. This is great. I got to read this. Here's this guy. This guy was funny. Yeah, this is good. I'll read this guy. His name is Bradley K. from Greenwood on Yelp. The staff at the front desk was very polite and greeted us promptly. My wife had to answer a one-page question sheet, nothing too painful. We are early people, so we had a little bit of a wait, but nothing excessive. During the process, the ultrasound tech was very polite. Unfortunately, our little man was not cooperative the first try to get a good picture. They allowed us to come back in a week at no charge to us to make a second attempt to get a good photo. The second time we came back, we had the same good service. Our little man was marginally more cooperative, but it wasn't the staff's fault. I would recommend this place if you're looking for a good 4D image of an unborn child.
Even though it doesn't sound like you got a shot.
Any bad reviews. Zero bad reviews.
Oh, cool. Right on. So there we go. Oh, my God.
It's crazy. The picture is nuts. They have photos online.
I know. Right? Isn't that what a neat thing? So that's cool. That's, there you go. A tip for a good gift. And like I said, it's not like ridiculously expensive. I mean, anything over $100 as far as I'm concerned, is
$1,000.
$1,000, big daddy.
$1,000. That's it. Dollars. Yeah, dude. It's literally, there's one right literally like less than a mile from me. So
that's the one. That's the one. We can do it together.
That would be really fun. Let's do it together. Wow.
You wanna? Well, yeah. It's not like we'd be in the same room or anything.
Yeah, why not? Let's do it. Let's all
go to dinner or whatever, and you know,
do good. 4:40s. Well, we'll get Devin to go too.
Here's why it won't work though, because COVID. No, the fact that we're three and a half weeks apart, and there's a certain, if I read it right, there's a certain window that you have, like a 3-week window or something.
Listen, I'm in sales.
At least to get the package that I wanted to get.
Yeah, well, you know what, dude? I'm in sales. I'll look at it. I will just talk him into it.
Kind of like you did at the clinic earlier, right?
Yeah, the last clinic I went to. Pricing. Mini peak, 12 to 15. Peak deluxe, 15 to 25 weeks gestation.
Oh, okay,
15-minute session, gender reveal, or the gender sneak peek, 15 to 20. Oh, no. Yeah. It doesn't say pricing.
Oh, it doesn't?
You get a DVD, though.
Well, like
they do. Yeah, they do.
At the 28-week mark, there was one that was pretty, what I feel is attractive, even though, you know, I probably didn't understand half the words that were in there. It's like, $130. I get all that? Cool. So it's like $130. For whatever other fees and taxes.
Too much to sell you on stuff, does it, Patrick?
Well, I just don't got time, Joe. I'm not there to shop. I'm there to buy.
I just had to plug in my. I'm not there. Yeah.
I'm not a shopper. I'm a buyer. Oh, did I lose you?
No. Oh, did you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah. You're good.
So sorry, everybody. My speakers
went funky.
Yeah, because I had to plug in my phone. Here's one called the double peak. $310.
I see.
Yeah. You get two, you get 20 to 28 weeks.
Oh, yes. That long.
At age, gestation 20 to 28 weeks, Patrick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Session two is 28 to 30 weeks. 35 weeks, and then you get 8 color prints, 10 black and white, recording of the session on a DVD set to music, CD with all 3D images from both sessions. Dude, send me a digital copy. I don't need these.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm kind of sticking around that 130 price range, because you start talking that late, and it's like, oh my gosh, I mean, the baby's going to be born soon anyway, so what do I need to take a picture of it right now for? You know? Just a matter of time.
What's a 4D? What's up with 4D?
See, I don't know that either.
What are you adding an extra dimension, aka smelling the baby?
Yeah, good. Yeah, I said that to Angie because I told her about it. I'm not like surprising her or anything, and she was like, yeah, that sounds cool. And I was like, what's 4D? I don't even know what 4D is. I don't think I've ever. Is there like 4D TV or 4D games?
I mean, 4K. There's 4K.
Right.
Oh my gosh, this is, it's kind of creepy. I got to say, it's a little creepy.
The 40 is?
No, just in general.
Oh.
The videos. Oh my God, the videos.
They look like Tool video claymations or something.
Yeah,
like
they do. They look like like a claymation bust of a baby.
Really?
Anyway, so think about that, guys. That'd be really interesting. Anything else, Patrick? What else we got to cover today? We did some tips and tricks and got some more.
I feel like we need, and we discussed this, but I feel like we need, in the next 2 weeks, we need to have guests on.
Yeah, I think we do. Yep, I think it's time for another guest.
I'm tired of you or anything like that. I feel like we need to get back to a guest.
Aren't you going to tell that story before we go? Can you just tell that story?
Which story?
The story at the beginning of the podcast. You said,
that was the one. The one you just reminded me of is the one that I started to tell that was the same one I told last week.
Okay, got it. Oh my gosh, Patrick, hilarious. Oh my gosh, I did have one more thing I wanted to mention this week. Golly, I forget. All right, folks, see, I'm getting pregnancy brain.
That's hey, there you are, but I'm bum. That's that'd be kind of like what I got, and that is when you eat right alongside with your wife and gain
weight. Kuvad syndrome?
Is that what that's called?
The original name for the podcast was going to be the Kuvad Pod.
That's right. We talked about that. But it's sympathy weight. That's how I think of it. But Kuvad means the same thing?
Kuvad.
Kuvad means like sympathy weight?
Yeah. It's Kuvad syndrome is the name.
Is that French?
Yeah. The guy who discovered it or studied it was French. We're learning a lot about studies. I got to get smart for this, baby.
You know what I think?
I'm running out of time before the baby thinks I'm stupid.
It would have been a marketing and branding disaster if we would have called ourselves the Kuvad Show, considering the COVID-19. Who's going to listen to that crap, dude?
The Kuvad Pod. The Kuvad Pod.
And the other thing, too, I think we've talked about in the past, I just don't know if we've talked about it on air, but I feel like you and I have the same motivation for doing this. One, it's fun. But at the same time, we both kind of came to the conclusion that we're doing this to have something to pass along to our kids, or to pass along to our daughters.
Yeah, but they can't listen to it till they're 18.
Well, exactly, right? How cool is that? I mean,
I agree.
At 18, Angie and I have already decided we're going to have a swear all you want zone at our house. So my daughter will be able to listen to this when she's like 8.
Just in the zone. It's Patrick's closet. It's dad's pod. What? Okay, I got two more things real quick because we went over this week and I think they're interesting and I think that people would like it. One, did we talk about what you're going to call your mom or Angie's mom for the grandparent name?
Oh, golly.
Did you talk about, is it their choice or is Angie choosing or are you just going to wait till the baby chooses, until Violet chooses?
I'm gonna ask that and report back to you next week.
Okay, cool. My mom doesn't want to be grandma, which is Grandma Melillo and Grandma Barnish were my grandmas growing up.
Yeah,
Grandpa Melillo and Grandpa Barnish.
Yep,
that's what all the cousins, everybody in the family called everybody the same way.
Grandpa and Grandma.
Right.
Yeah, mine too. Same way in my family, dude.
Right. So Devin used to call Carrie's grandma Gigi because she was great grandma. So Gigi was Carrie's grandma's name, but she called her grandma. And then Nana is Devin's grandma, aka Carrie's mom. Hmm. So here's the thing. My mom, Joan, does not want to be called Grandma Barnish because her last name is Barnish. She does not want to be called Grandma Barnish. Hmm. Because Grandma Barnish was my grandma, her mom.
Oh, got it.
So she wants something like, I know a lot of my cousins call my uncle Pop Pop. And then there's Meemaw and Pappy. And there's like all the different names. So we're trying to figure out what the hell are we, what my mom's going to be named. She likes Grandma J.
Yeah.
Which I love. I think that's so cute.
I do too.
But we might also just wait I was going to call her Valley, until Gia comes out and makes the decision.
Yeah.
But it was big doings in my family. It was a big, there's like a little tension going on because it's like, you know, why does Gia get to decide what grandma is the rest of her life for the other kids? But the truth is any cousin can call grandma whatever they want. Like there can be two families, same cousin, same grandma, but they call her by two different names.
Which right.
is what goes on in my family right now. Not my family, but my cousins.
My grandma's name was Grandma J.
No.
Yeah. Grandma Violet Jensen, Grandma J.
Oh my gosh, Grandma right? J. Oh my God, Grandma B. Grandma B. And
Angie calls her she has a living grandparent left. And I don't, right? I don't have any. My last grandparent died 2 years ago, which I think I brought up before. Anyway, she calls her Gram. Huh. I don't know if she's ever called her grandma, and that's just like short, right? But yeah, I've never heard her call her anything but Gram. So I call her Gram too. Hey Gram.
What we're gonna do is we'll probably let her decide. Report back. Tell me what it's gonna be. Because I'd love
that's
to,
a great I, question.
I know I'm glad our just, you asked. I know our listeners will probably like to hear. And then the last thing I have for you is, what is Violet gonna call you?
I just like Daddy. I like Daddy. Right? I mean hey Daddy. It just sounds so sweet and innocent and cute and you know. Yeah. So yeah. Whenever.
I think we joke about it, but I really kind of want it to happen now after joking is that Gia would call me Papa.
Papa?
Yeah, Papa.
I like that too.
Yeah. That's never, no one's ever really done that in my family. Now, what's funny is that Dallas, my step brother's son, aka my step nephew, Dallas, the little kid that I went and visited in North Carolina with my dad and my mom, I mean, my stepmom, is calls my dad Papa. So he calls him Papa as like Grandpapa.
Mm-hmm.
And now I want to be called Papa from GS perspective, which I think is funny. But Carrie and I always think about the one scene. Do you know what scene I'm talking about from The Patriot?
Oh, man. I've seen that movie, too. It's been a long time, though, bro. So while you're pulling that up, you pulling something up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so while you're doing that, you mentioned earlier Pop Pop.
Yeah, Pop Pop.
That's kind of a trip, right? Can I get a little Pop Pop? I love that.
Can you hear this?
No, can't hear it.
I'll edit it in.
Goodbye, Susan. Goodbye. Just one more that's all I want.
Okay.
But there's this one scene in The Patriot where the little girl who doesn't say anything ever, literally, she doesn't say anything the whole movie until this point when he's leaving to go to war. She's like, he's running away. And she's like, Papa, Papa, come back. Come back, Papa. I'll say anything.
Papa.
As long as you stay, I'll say anything. He's like, I'll promise. Mel Gibson's like, I promise I'll come back.
I promise. I'll come back. Do you believe me? You know, you make me very happy.
I love the scene. It's a great scene, but that's what I think of in Carrie always. I mean, imagine a little girl walking around going, Papa, can I have a drink of water? Papa, can I have some food? Like, that's so cute. I think it's going to be fun.
I've got a friend of mine in Sioux Falls, South Dakota that I haven't talked to in a long time. His name is Pat Sweetman. And somehow along the line, he had a child, and the grandfather insisted that the child refer to him only by Grandfather Sweetman.
Oh,
and it's straight up, man. It's like, oh, Grandfather Sweetman.
Grandfather Sweetman. That is Sweetman. Funny. Go, go, go. I love that. Yeah. Grandpa Joe is, I mean, it's in my future. So
I like that. Grandpa Joe, right?
Yeah. All I could think about is, I got a golden ticket. Come on, Grandpa Joe. I got a golden ticket to make my day. All right, dude, we got to go. This is getting out of control.
All right, buddy.
Way too happy right now.
I like your style.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yes.
Patrick, is there a saying of some sort that you have, like you always end it? Do you have anything today? Oh, you do. Okay, go ahead.
Like I told asked my sales team last week, be that ray of light. I'm only coming with positive, man. Damn it. I am not feeding that pandemic fuel.
Be the change in the world you want to see.
Fire. Your life only gets better when you get better, Joe. So keep working hard on yourself, mister. Keep working hard on yourself, my friend.
Every saying, by the way, you mess up at least once when you say it. Every week. It's like, there's so many themes that happen during our podcast that is just so funny. So what does it say it again, but say it clean?
Say it clean?
Yeah.
It's your life only gets better when you get better.
I love it.
Yeah.
Patrick, thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
We love you guys.
Right on. Thanks, Joe.
All right. See you, bud. See you next time, folks.
Beep, 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 beep. That's all, folks.